this is Todd White, and you're listening to Active FM. And Christ music is hot music. It's the fire in Jesus' name.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? It's another way ends the day morning. Yeah, so it's gonna be really, really awesome and amazing. And especially today's topic. Today's topic is gonna be really, really awesome. I can't actually wait. Okay, I can wait. But, you know, yeah, it's like really, really amazing. So, like I said myself. And yeah, you know, the topic itself, like I said, it's gonna blow your mind away. Let me just put it that way. And that's why you clicked on the topic itself, because you are like, dun dun dun, what does this topic have to say about the situation? And yes, it's gonna be a lot of interesting, mind-blowing things that we're gonna look at. And for those who do not know the topic, which is impossible because the topic was like right there and you couldn't miss it, like I said, that's why you clicked on it, because the topic was really that interesting. But just in case, like, just in case you didn't, yeah, you know, get to read the topic, you are just like, this is what's the topic, I'm just gonna click on it. Yeah, because I've been doing that and I've been enjoying the topics. So, in case you did not read the topic is the flood that's cleaning Corona. Yeah, so that is basically what we're gonna be looking at. The flood that is cleaning Corona. So, what is this flood all about? Yes, and what is that flood? Like, yes, what is it? Like, come on, Fearless Eagle, what are you going to get into? Yeah, so the flood that is cleaning Corona, that is what we're gonna be looking at. And it's gonna be a really, really interesting show, like I said. For those who do not know, the song that you just heard in the beginning before I came in is called Take Us Back. And reality is, we actually gonna be looking at the whole, yeah, situation. And we're gonna go into us going back to the original design. So the Lord taking us back to the original design. The song was Take Us Back by Active Worship, in case you still wondering who is the band. So Active Worship is the band. The song is Take Us Back. You can catch the songs online. It's like really, really awesome. Active Worship, yes. You can catch them on Spotify, like every single platform where you're able to play music, you can catch them on there. So it's really, really awesome and amazing. Now, I'm like thinking to myself, Fearless Eagle, what is happening in the people's lives? Like, how are they? How are they doing? So, before I even go into that question asking you, how are you? How are you doing? If you are listening to this, you have officially heard what is going to be happening this week. So, today is Wednesday, and at the moment, it is past 6. Now, what's going to happen is on Friday. Yes, are you listening? Yes, I said it. Friday at 6. I'm gonna go live on Instagram. Yes, I'm gonna go live on Instagram, and that is basically 30 minutes before I go into the youth service. So at 6, I'm gonna go live on Instagram. And sure, like, yeah, back then I did the live show and I did promise to sing, but I did not sing because of unforeseen circumstances. Don't worry about the unforeseen circumstances. But the good news is, Friday at 6, I am going to go live on Instagram and I am going to sing and rap. Yes, for you. Yeah, so you better make sure that you are tuned in and make sure you do not miss it out. So, yeah, don't miss out any fun. Don't miss out on any awesome, amazing, yeah, interesting events that are going to happen online. Yes, and also, I want you to actually make sure that you interact and tell me what do you think. And yeah, if you have questions, that is your opportunity right there to ask me questions. So please make sure that you are tuned in, and it's gonna be really, really awesome. I also want to meet the faces of the people who have been listening to What's the Topic. Yeah, so Friday, do not forget Friday. Yes, Friday. In case you do not know what is Friday's date, I am going to give it to you right now. So Friday is going to be the 22nd of May. Yes, at 6, yeah, plus 2, you know, South African time, yeah. That's what we're going to be looking at. Yeah, so make sure you are tuned in and make sure you actually, yeah, you make sure like you're watching and everything. It's going to really, really be awesome. I want to get to know you. You're going to get to know me. And you're going to find out some things that you do not know about me. And I'm going to find out some things that I do not know about you. But before we get into the real, real good stuff, the real topic, I'm going to give you a breather for you to actually breathe. And then after that, we're coming back and going into the topic. It's going to be a very deep topic. So enjoy this breather. I'm coming back.
I love Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no
everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
You're tuned into Active FM. Yeah. That's awesome, awesome stuff. You are still here on Active FM. We are still doing this, fam. We are doing it real. And you are not going anywhere until it is over. And it is not close to being over. Yeah, right here on What's the Topic. Yeah, so the topic itself is the flood that cleans Corona. Yeah, 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 yeah. Corona, Corona. And it's going to be a very, very, yeah, deep topic, if I can put it that way. It's gonna be a very awesome, meaningful topic, and today's show is gonna be really, really meaningful and amazing. And yeah, so just getting straight into it, the flood that's cleaning Corona, like, I know we like looking for Corona to disappear. And the crazy thing is, for the first time, every single person in the world, not nation, you know, nation is just referring to that specific nation. I'm talking about worldwide. So for the first time in the world, everyone has actually one hope, and that hope is actually Corona, which is interesting. And yeah, it basically had to take a whole virus for the whole world to actually do the same thing, have the same hope and wish for the same thing, which is really interesting. Like I said, one thing that I would really love to see, and it will be really, really awesome, is for the whole world to actually have hope in Christ. Like, the whole hope, yeah, being placed in Christ. That's the position that we should be in. And the other day I got exposed by, yeah, like I got exposed to something that was really interesting on YouTube. And yeah, like myself, my life is like really interesting at the moment. You know, during this whole situation, I'm like mostly on, yeah, social media, and I'm like looking at the stuff that is happening on there. You know, people who are not TikTokers, now they are like busy TikToking, and yeah, you know, all the stuff. And it's like really, really awesome and amazing to see, you know. And it's scary at the same time, because when you look at the world now, they actually in a position where social media is actually doing the most in their life. Like, literally, social media has actually taken over, you know, like right now during this whole lockdown situation period of time, because people are not going to work except those that are working from home online, getting their stuff done. Yeah, shout out to you guys, you still doing this, we still doing this. I'm also part of those, you know, that group of people that are actually doing the stuff, you know, during lockdown. And like I was saying, I got exposed to this video, and it was crazy, because what the stuff, yeah, that guy was saying, it was shocking, because it's true. And he was actually touching on the fact that social media actually got people, you know, on another way of thinking, if I can put it that way. You know, like the whole mindset is different, if I can put it that way. And basically you got people who believe in different type of things, you know, like mindset wise it's different. So he was actually touching on the fact that people during this period of time, things that are not real, that they shouldn't be concerned about, they're actually concerned about, and things that they should be concerned about, they're not concerned about. This is where you're getting someone that's dying, like there's a person dying, and what is the rest of the people doing? They're like making a video out of it. Instead of calling the ambulance, you're busy making a video out of it. That is the type of mindset that we have right now, and that is the type of generation that we are living in, which is a big problem, if I can put it that way. Like, it's actually a big problem. And one thing that I actually picked up out of that whole situation, I was like, yeah, it's actually true. Like, people are now, you know, focusing on other stuff which they're not supposed to be focusing on, and it's scary. Like, it's crazy. I did a show the other day, like, yeah, I think 2 weeks back, on the whole situation of, you know, COVID and all the stuff. Like, people are actually committing suicide during this time, and they're not supposed to be committing suicide. That's why we need to be united, so that we're able to call, you know, check up on each other, how you're doing, you know, stuff like that, which I have been doing. Like, I've been contacting people in my life and actually finding out how are they doing, you know, and actually having a devotion with them, a Bible study session, you know. I've been doing all of those stuff, and it's crazy because the stuff that you hear from that, it's like, it blows your mind. You're like thinking, yo, do people actually really go through stuff like this? Even myself, I'm like thinking, sure, I should actually, you know, be focusing on God more and actually doing what the word tells me to do. And yeah, it's like, it's crazy. It's like really, really crazy, because yeah, during this time, that's where, yeah, like I said earlier on, social media is taking over people's minds, and yeah, people are actually getting into that world of social media. And the scary part is, people are doing whatever that they want to do on social media, knowing that they can get away with it. They're saying whatever they wanna say on social media, knowing that they're gonna get away with it. And yeah, like, that's where even, you know, the social media type of bullying situation comes out of, and all those things, which is scary. It's like very, very scary. So we need to be watching out for stuff like that. But the whole point is, you need to be focused on God. Like, you actually need to be focused on God. People are stuck on their phones and all the stuff. Social media is taking them and pulling them into a trance and all the stuff. You need to be focused on God. God is going to give you insight on how you should be using social media, how you can be impactful in people's lives, even using social media. Like, the other time, it's like crazy, eh? Things that you probably think, yeah, like, who thinks of doing stuff like that? Like, I was on social media, and like, yeah, posting my stuff, you know, like, yeah, me, I rap, write, and all those stuff. So I was like posting my videos and all those things, like basically promoting, yeah, because I promote the stuff that I do, and just like the What's the Topic show as well. So I was like promoting and all the stuff, and then I got a guy that was online on my Facebook page, online, so someone who's part of my friend list. Yes, no, there's the followers, there's the friends and all those things, and this guy was online. And then when I looked at his description, like, the one thing that I saw was he stays around me. Like, he actually stays in an area that is close by. And I was like, okay, I might as well invite the guy to church, since he stays around me. Now, obviously, here we're not allowed to meet, you know, physical, you know, person. Like, yeah, not saying that we meet in spiritual. Okay, it's deep. It's just deep. Let me put it that way. So I invited the guy to church online, because we're doing church online, and the guy was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I was shocked. I'm like, ah, the guy accepted. And then after that, yeah, he accepted, and then he linked into the service, was impacted, he loved it and all the stuff. And then I followed up with him later on, and he was like, yeah man, I would love to stay in contact with you and everything. And for me, that was touching, because I was like, yo, I just changed the person's life during lockdown, and I was thinking it's impossible, but guess what, it's possible. I just changed someone's life through Facebook during lockdown, and that actually opened another world, you know, another mindset of thinking, to say, hey, people are on social media, but you can reach out to them. So that's something that you should be thinking about and actually keeping in your mind. But before we get into more, here is another song.
Yeah. at my feet as I roll. Hear you speak, won't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. Got every reason to be here again. Father's love draws me in. All my eyes see this glimpse of you. All I need is you.
I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. Keep me within your arms, in your eyes. Keep me, oh, keep me within your arms, within your eyes. Keep me, Jesus.
Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
Yeah, we are back. Yeah, I'm back. You are back. Yeah, we're doing this together. Yeah, I feel like a rapping. Yeah. I'm gonna do that on Friday. Don't forget Friday at 6. Yes, at 6 p.m. Yeah, right before you. I'm gonna go live on Instagram and make sure you're tuned in to hear me sing and rap. Yeah, so it's gonna be really interesting. So, going back to the show itself, the flood that's cleaning Corona. Yeah, so I was actually sharing how, yeah, social media has gotten a lot of people, you know, actually stuck onto it. And yeah, people's worlds have changed, you know, mindsets and the way, yeah, like their way of thinking. And it's like interesting. So I'm gonna move on. And yeah, it's gonna go deeper into the topic itself. And yeah, you know, like there's some juicy stuff that we're gonna touch on more. But yeah, you know, before I even get into it, there was like another interesting event that happened into my life. Like it happened in my life. Of course it's into my life, but yeah, like it actually caught me off guard. Like I got all of these different things that are just happening and like they're catching me off guard and all those things. So what happened is I found a guy, yeah, so the guy that I actually invited onto Facebook, and he like came and all the stuff. So I like saw him and it was like really really interesting because it was a very unexpected conversation that I had with him, because like he was actually sharing how, you know, he dislikes Trump. And I'm like thinking, you dislike Trump? Why do you dislike Trump? And he was telling me that he doesn't like the way Trump operates and all those stuff. And in my head I'm like thinking, but that's because of what social media exposes you to. And yeah, I eventually proceeded to tell him, hey, it's because of those things that you get exposed to, you know. Like I'm not saying that the guy doesn't do things that we do not like and the guy does everything that we like. No, I'm not saying that. There's things that it does that we sometimes question ourselves. We're like, would a normal person do that, or will a Christian do that? And you're like thinking, no man, this is not right, like shouldn't be doing that. And I told him, yeah, there's things that he does that we do not like, but yeah, that's because of what social media, you know, and the media's out there, the news and all the stuff they've been exposing you to. And as a result of what they were exposing you to, you built this whole new world and type of lifestyle where you're like, ah, nah, I do not like this guy. Like, I don't want anything to do with this guy, you know. And yeah, that's why you like actually in this situation. And he was like, yeah, that is true. That is actually true. Yeah, like you can't trust the media and all those things. So yeah, it's actually interesting how social media actually shapes people's thinking. and their mindset and their way of reasoning, their way of seeing things, and it's like really, really interesting. So that's why we as Christians need to go out there and actually share the word and tell people about Jesus, you know. And look, you are not limited to tell people about Jesus on social media. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and it's actually even more effective because everyone is on their phone looking at who's posting what and what's the latest thing, what's trending, you know, things like that. And yeah, what's the topic is trending. Yeah, so part of the fam, yeah, thanks for the support. Yeah, but now going into the topic itself, the flood that's cleaning Corona. Now, when we're actually looking at the flood that's cleaning Corona, I almost said that, cleaning, new word in the dictionary. So when we're looking at that, we're actually looking at the spiritual cleaning, because everything that happens in the spiritual comes into being in the physical. So things that are happening in the spiritual, we eventually see them in the physical. And it's actually interesting because it takes me back to the word, you know, the word. Like, this whole week was really awesome because of the things that I've been getting exposed to. And honestly speaking, I believe it's because, you know, you put more effort into actually getting closer to God, and as a result, he actually gets you exposed to what he wants you to do and what he wants you to know, and you're in the right place for the right time, for the right opportunity, you know, all those different things. And that's because you are tuned in and you're actually seeking the Lord. And that's what we all need to be doing. Like, we actually all need to be doing that. Yes, it's in the morning, so take a five seconds is enough, y'all. Like, it's actually deep, as long as it's sincere out of your own heart. So that is why now, like, I want you to actually be in a position where you take this time to actually connect to God, you know, and actually say, hey Lord, I know this is the type of lifestyle that I'm living, or this is what's happening in my life, and I would really, really love to say thank you and appreciate everything that you have done for me. So yeah, in fact, make sure that you do it now. Now, you can even pause the podcast, do it, and then play the podcast again. So it's very important that you do that. Now, as I was saying, like, it's spiritual, it's gonna be really, really deep. And yeah, I'm gonna make sure that you actually get into it, and yeah, you get to understand it. Because yeah, like, something that I've noticed is some people, you know, when you speak about the Bible, they're like in that storybook type of mode. Yeah, you know, like, there's that storybook type of mode. I don't know, some people, they go into this story fantasy world when they're reading the Bible, which my brain is like thinking, how does one person do such, like, how do you get in such modes? Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me sometimes, like, thinking, hey, okay, there is like some other deep interesting things. And yeah, I don't understand how you can get into that mode. But yeah, when we're looking at the flood that's cleaning Corona right now, we actually need a spiritual flood that's gonna go over the whole world, like literally go over the whole world, cover the whole world, and wipe Corona off. I believe that the blood of Jesus is actually that flood. If you can take the blood and actually apply it effectively into your life, it's gonna actually clean, you know, the whole Corona situation out of the whole world. Like, as the whole world is, you know, having one hope, hoping that the Corona situation is gonna go, we should actually take that whole energy of and that whole hope and actually convert it into, you know, us actually focusing on God and actually focusing on Jesus. And if we do that, we actually gonna be in a position where we take everything and we actually communicate to God, and God is able to actually do what he knows he can do, what he believes he can do. We should believe that he can do it. Now, the awesome and interesting part is that what the Bible actually says, you know, I actually, like I said, this whole week was really, really awesome, and it was amazing. I got exposed to John chapter 16 verse 26, and it actually says, you do not have because you do not ask. And it's like really, really interesting, because that's true. Like, a lot of people don't have something because they do not ask. What do they go and do? They go and cry there by the Lord, you know, instead of crying, actually ask him. You tell him, Father, this is what I need, this is what I see, you know. And it's like really interesting, because even this whole situation of the Corona, you know, pandemic and all the stuff, what we need to be doing is depending on God and actually asking him. The whole world, get together, pray, and actually say, Father God, we all depending on you, and we actually want you to get rid of this situation, and we're gonna depend on you for the rest of our lives. That's what he wants us to do, and that's the position he would love us to be in. And yeah, it's all up to us. It's really, really up to us. And that is the flood that's gonna clean Corona, the blood of Jesus. That's what we need to do. So here's something for you to enjoy, and we'll be back.
You're listening to Active FM.
You're listening to Active FM.
You're listening to Active FM. Yeah. You're still here on Active FM on What's the Topic? It's a Wednesday morning here in South Africa. Yes, and if you're in America and Australia, it's probably evening there. So wherever you are, if it's in the evening, good evening to you. If it's in the morning, good morning to you. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon to you. If it's at night, good night. Yeah, so this topic has been really, really interesting and really, really awesome and amazing. Flood that is cleaning Corona. The flood that is cleaning Corona. Yeah, so it's all about the blood. The blood is the flood that is going to clean Corona. It's the flood that's cleaning Corona. And in order for it to clean Corona, we need to actually apply the blood. We need to allow the flood to take control and take over. So that's what we need to be doing. And it's really awesome. Like I said, we need to ask and we will receive. And that's where we also apply Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, which say, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance for what we do not see, which is awesome. That's actually what we need to be doing right now. We should be hoping and not busy here, you know, thinking of Corona taking us finished and all the stuff. Now we shouldn't be in that position. We should actually be hoping in Christ, put our hope in Christ, and we know that his blood is gonna cover us, and we have the assurance that Corona is gone. That's what we need to be doing worldwide, not nationwide. Worldwide, we need to do it as a whole, you know, collective world. Yeah, like the same way we actually hoping for Corona to go. That's how we should be united and actually praying for the whole situation to be removed by the blood of Jesus. Do not forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Facebook at /ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM, and then don't forget our awesome, amazing website, which is www.activefm.co.za. We also on iTunes Podcasts as ActiveFM. Or you can search it, yeah, search the show, you know, the specific show that you want. Google Podcast as Active FM. YouTube also, go subscribe, we on there, Active FM. Spotify, search the show's name that you want under Active FM, yes, in podcast. We also on TikTok, yes, at Active FM 777, and so much more. In fact, shortcut for you, go to Google and type Active FM. You'll actually see us, including where we stay. Don't come here and stalk us. So it has been really awesome and amazing having you. I really appreciate you being here. Don't forget, Friday at 6, Instagram, I'm going live before youth, and you'll enjoy youth after that. Peace out and God bless. Peace.
I found love in your arms, in your love is forgiveness. I found peace in your heart, in your name there is healing. I can't stop chasing after you, and I can't stop holding on to you. It's your love. It's your love.
We'll be right back.